Pretending to look over the shoulders of characters who were actually there. Mary, Joseph, shepherds, and wise men. We occasionally even add some characters like the innkeeper who aren't actually mentioned in Scripture, but were most likely close by. Today, let's consider again the scriptural record of the manger and the birth of Jesus. Let's ask God to illumine the eyes of our mind to see the truth in a way that we may never have before. Pray that the Holy Spirit will change us as we behold the glory of the Lord.
Long ago, a child was born. They made him in a cradle, and his mother was a virgin girl. His nursery was a stable.
Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, born this night.
I know he doesn't look like Almighty God right now. He looks like any newborn baby. He cries, he sleeps, he needs to be fed and changed. He's a child. But that's not all there is to see. He's more than just a child, and that's what we need to settle first in our hearts, that this little child, lying in a manger, really is who God promised to send, a Savior, a Deliverer. So why do we need a Savior? Why do we need to be delivered? Look closely again, but not at the child this time. Let's look at ourselves inside our hearts. Anything there that's not perfectly in sync with God's plan is sin, and we're all guilty of it. But Jesus didn't come to earth to tell us that or to condemn us. He came to save us from it. In fact, the name Jesus, given to him by an angel, means Savior. you getting the picture now? Is it becoming clear what God is trying to say? If so, thank him right now for speaking to you. Ask him to give you strength to do as he asks. Ask God to open your eyes and ears so you can truly see Jesus in a way you've never seen him. Here we are, gathered around the manger as families, as friends. It's not an accident, you know, that we're here. God had it planned for a long time. So celebrate, worship, pray, fellowship. Let's gather now and sing once more about the wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God Himself, who is with us now.
You may want to kneel beside him.